Lord, we come together today and we ask for the gift of grace, the gift that is given to each of us by our baptism. We ask that the grace that we receive will be of faith, a grace of hope, a grace to trust, Lord, a grace to trust and a grace to multiply the blessings that you give to us. Lord, we put before you all of those in our hearts that have come to us this weekend. Those that are sick, those that have any burden, those with addictions and maybe those with depression, those in hospice care, and those that care for all of them. Lord, give us the joy of knowing what you delight in us. Lord, what gives you the greatest joy in us so that I can turn to that area and encounter you? A place of love and certainly a place I will find you. You can be seated, ladies, if you like. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And him who comes to me, I will not cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given to me, but raise it on the last day. For it is the will of my Father that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. The Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. They said, isn't this the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down from heaven? And Jesus answered them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. I'll raise him on the last day. For it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. And truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Oh Lord, today as we gather, we ask you for that faith, the faith that sees beyond the bread, a faith that takes you at your word when you said, I am flesh. Give us peace, Lord. And give us the wisdom to hear you and open our hearts, Ephatha, that you may speak.